Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Tuesday at Minnesota Farm Fest, with our coverage brought to you by Lemkin USA, I had a chance to visit with some folks at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Right now, we're going to talk some soil temperatures with Russell Derrickson. I guess you drew the short straw, Russell. You're going to get to talk some soil temperatures, but first of all, it's great to see you.
Well, thanks for having us here, and appreciate it. Yeah, and it is hot here. It is hot.
Russell, you know, I wanted to find out more about basically the Minnesota Soil Temperature Network. I know you got probably a little better name than what I just put out there, but tell us about that. First of all, what is in place in conjunction with the Department of Agriculture?
Okay, so the Minnesota Department of Ag, in cooperation with the Minnesota Department of DNR, have soil temperature locations across Minnesota that we're looking at soil temperatures, and it's going to be important to our farmers here in a couple months when they are looking to make those management decisions of what fertilizer they want to put on next year. And one of the things is that we want to have them wait until the soil temperatures are below 50 degrees, which is usually around mid-October, but we can have warm spells or cold spells. And so if with this network that we have, and you can reach that at if you just Google Minnesota Department of Ag 6-inch soil temperature network, you can find 28 stations in Minnesota that list the soil temperatures. We have it back for 7 days. It's graphical, and it records every 15 minutes. So it's this graph that goes up and down, and you can figure out if the soil temperatures are increasing or decreasing. But what's great about that, you can see that just anybody can look at it and see the trend line, and so you can almost estimate when the soil temperatures are going to be at that magic 50 degrees, when bacteria in the soil are less active, and so they don't convert like urea fertilizers to nitrates that can leach easily.
Right, so I haven't looked at, and you mentioned there's 28 different stations. Are they pretty well spread across the state?
Yeah, when we set them up, we tried to get them about one every other county. When we have the system fully implemented, we'll try to have one in every county, so you don't ever have to go more than 20 miles apart. But basically right now we have soil temperature stations located west and south of I-94, basically from over by the Rochester area all the way up, and we're trying to get closer to Fargo, but Campbell, Minnesota is the furthest northwest one we have, and so, you know, hopefully in those areas where we have a lot of co-ops that have anhydrous ammonia, that's the great place to look at. And there's also other places you can look, like we have soil temperatures in Minnesota that are collected by the NDON system, and so there's also those out there. But those report at 4-inch depth, and ours is at 6, which is where the University of Minnesota recommends to put the depth of anhydrous ammonia.
Okay. Is that primarily it, or is there any other big difference between doing one at 4 and one at 6?
You know, if you go to a lot of the University of Minnesota research stations, they will have temperatures at 2, 4, 8, 20, and a lot of other depths. But, I mean, the reason that the Department of Ag, with our graphical one at 6 inches, is really looking at that depth that anhydrous ammonia applicators would be applying fertilizer at. But it's same is true for those that broadcast urea and then incorporate that into the soil. You want to make sure you do that after 50 degrees, or lower than 50 degrees, I should say, so that the bacteria aren't converting those to nitrates that can leach with, like, let's say we get a rainfall event in early November, or we have an early thaw in, let's say, late March or something like that, where we can actually, again, leach those nitrates into groundwater below.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.